Hey, Shug.
You're listening to Saving Our Sisters podcast with your host, Vicki L. Kemp, author, Christian influencer, speaker, and mentor. This podcast is to empower and educate women across the globe to become better in life and living. Visit her at VickiLynnKemp.com, where you'll find inspiration and encouragement, and also check out her latest products and services.
Hey, girl, hey. Hey, y'all. So that's the new saying I'm hearing everywhere is, hey, y'all. Hey, sisters, welcome back to the conversation. This is your host, Vicki L. Kemp of Saving Our Sisters podcast. Listen, I'm so excited that you joined me on today. If this is your first time, listen. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you can be updated and notified every time a new podcast episode launches. Welcome. And listen, run it all the way back to your tribe. Invite them also to be a part of the conversation. I thank you so much for supporting. I thank you so much for deciding to be a part of an amazing episode today. So listen, I tried to get away from this subject, but it keeps tugging at my heart. And I'm like, this subject has not just tugged at my heart just today, but I've been thinking about love for several months. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on in the world? Lord, like for real, I'm seeing a lot, I'm hearing a lot, I'm witnessing a lot, and I have experienced a lot. But I get it. Love is such a word that can be complicated. Do you hear what I'm saying? Before I even get into the conversation, love could be so complicated. However, it is God's greatest commandment. And I pray that this episode sincerely tug at your heart. I pray that it makes you think. I pray that you make changes. I pray that you move to a different level. Concerning the matters of your heart. Like one of my favorite scriptures, and you might hear a lot of rattling in the background because I literally have the word out. I have to go to the scripture because there's great subject matter. And who can argue with the word of God? Like, we can't argue with the word of God. We can. However, the truth is the final authority in all matters. So one of my favorite passages of scripture is Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And I'm like, you started this list off with love. That's just how powerful love is. Like, you can't be kind. You can't live in peace. You can't forbearance with your sister. You can't have goodness and faithfulness if you don't have love. And then this scripture has the nerve to go on and say, against such things, there is no law, period. End of discussion. I want to encourage you, sisters. Well, let me just rephrase that. I'm challenging you to come up in your love. I'm challenging you to deal different with your love. I'm challenging you to go have some conversations that needed to be had a long time ago with your brother, with your sister, with your children, your father, your mother, your relatives, your in-laws, your cousins, whoever it is, that you know that there is a thing that's standing in between you. There is a thing. What is a thing? Like a situation, a lie, a heartfelt problem. Your feelings may be hurt. Y'all feeling me? I know somebody out there is. Your feelings may be hurt. You might have taken something the wrong way. Maybe it wasn't taken the wrong way. Maybe it was taken the way you taken it. And there's an apology that needs to be rendered. There's an apology that needs to be given to you. And since you have not had that apology, you're in your feelings and you're feeling some type of way. I get it. I've been there too many times, got the t-shirt, and I'm trying to figure out, and I need y'all to write me at youarebetterthanyesterday@gmail.com. You, just the letter you, arebetterthanyesterday@gmail.com. So I'm trying to approach this subject like, Lord, download into my spirit. Help me to understand how you can love someone so passionately. You can laugh. You can fellowship. You can take time with individuals. They're there for you and you've been there for them. And all of a sudden, everything changes. Like, it changes. And it's like now you're strangers. Right? Now you don't talk to one another. You don't speak to one another. Listen, when you love, and I get it, there's this saying, and I've talked to you about this so many times before, reason, season, or a lifetime. I get it. But if you know you are yet to be in covenant, sisterhood, or brotherhood. I'm going to bring the brothers in on this conversation. If you know you are to be in covenant relationship with someone, but you have allowed the thing, the mistreatment, the abandonment, the hurt, and I get it. Some subjects I don't even want to talk on because it's so heavy, it's so weighty, it's dark, and it's hurtful. I get it. But I challenge you to pray. I challenge you to have a conversation with the Lord, because here's the thing. You don't want anything to hinder you from your next. Ha! You don't want anything to hinder you from your elevation, your increase, your favor, your blessings, your deliverance, your healing, your future, your destiny. Like, for real, sis. I need you to have a conversation. And if you're not ready to have a conversation with that individual, I encourage you to have a personal talk with the Lord, our Father, our Daddy. He already know. He's looking at the situation. He's watching how you're maneuvering. He's watching how we're moving. He's watching us. Like, it's so much going on in the world, and some conversations is hard because we've been hurt. Let's just deal with that. We've been hurt. And I want to encourage you too. If you are listening to me and you've been the perpetrator, if you've been the one that caused harm, and you know you did, right? Because I've been there. Like, I've had to go back and say, you know, sis, I said that wrong. I did that wrong. Please forgive me. I apologize to you. I'm so sorry. And a lot of times, people are not even ready to receive your apology. And I get that too. But sis, do your part in the plot. Because it's all a plot of the enemy to divide and conquer, right? You do your part so God can honor you and you can continue to be blessed. And I get it. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes having a conversation and coming back together on one accord takes time because there's heart involved. There's feelings involved. And listen, don't forget those emotions. Those emotions can rob you of this beautiful love that the word is talking to us about. Those emotions can mess you up. Another scripture that I so love is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Check it out. Love is patient. So you got to ask yourself, am I patient? Love is kind. You got to ask yourself, am I kind? It does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love does not dishonor others. Listen to me real good with verse 5. Love does not dishonor others. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. If you're easily angered, you got to check your love. Like, why are you mad so soon? Where does all that energy come from? Love keeps no record of wrongdoings. Woo! Girl, throw away the list, sis. Throw the list away. Like, how can you overcome it? How can you forgive when you're keeping all the records and now you have a whole list of wrongs? Go ahead and check out, you know, like you check out at the grocery store. Go ahead and check that out. But check out and put it in the trash. Like, for real, for real. Love. And here's the thing. I know you don't want to do it. I know you're not ready to do it. But the word is instructing us and giving us powerful information that love keeps no record of wrongs. That's really powerful. Think about that. Verse 6 says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, like always, like for real, for real. I know you angered me. I know you hurt me, sis, but I'm gonna protect you. I got your back. I may not run with you the way I used to run with you. We may not dine or hang out the way we used to, but I'm gonna protect you in prayer, right? Love always trusts, love hopes, love perseveres. Now that's the thing right there. The Bible, the word of God is cold. The word of God will hit you where it hurts. The word of God will hit you in places you do not want to go. Like, Lord, I'm not ready to do all that. They hurt me. They talked about me. They lied on me and got the nerve to act like they didn't do it. But what God is telling us to simply do is our part. We got to do our part. Like, I am not, now hear me good, I'm not super Christian. I'm not superhuman because I failed a lot in some of these areas one or two times in my life. But one thing I do know, it became a thorn. Don't let the thing become a thorn. I'm gonna entitle this podcast. Wait a minute. Let me get a pen. Hold up. This is real life, real relationship, real combo. I'm gonna take a moment. Get your pen out too. Don't allow the thing to become, I'm gonna rephrase it like this, a distraction. We gonna say it like that. Got it. Don't allow the thing to become a distraction. Wow. A distraction can mess you up. You will keep looking at the thing that pained you, that hurt you, that made you cry. Have y'all ever cried all night long because somebody hurt your feelings? I'm sorry, I have several times, but I had to get up and live. I had to get up and let it go. I had to get up and forgive them. Sure did. Don't allow the thing of the past to become a distraction. You see the person coming, you go another way. You see the person coming, you don't even speak to them. Like, we grown. Right, sisters? Sisters, do y'all hear me? We're grown women. Be a grown woman. And it sometimes, I remember when I was growing up in God, sometimes it becomes a game. Is she going to speak? Mm-mm, she didn't speak today. I ain't speaking to her either. Have y'all ever did that? Come on, tell the truth. Shame the devil. Come on, be honest. She didn't speak to me. I'm not speaking to her. She seen me. You seen her too. She walked by me and didn't even look at me. You walked by her too. You see how stupid and crazy that sound? But it's real, because offense makes us deal with so many different emotions. Like, girl, that's your girl. That's your boy. Don't forget the person that was there for you when you were broken, bleeding, and disgusted. That was your girl. That was her. But we allow money, problems, a misunderstanding, a joke to get in between a relationship. Don't allow the thing to become a distraction. If you don't remember nothing I said on this podcast, have a conversation so you can be blessed. And listen, it's what God loves. Woo! This is stepping all on my toes. This is what God loves. God loves the truth because he is the truth and the life, right? He is the truth. And he's telling us in his word what to do. And we're skating around it. We're walking around it. We're talking about it every day, every time, every see that person. Every time we see that person, we keep talking about it. We get on the phone. We talk about it. We press rewind, record, fast forward. We play it on back because it has hurt our hearts. Right? It has hurt our heart. You know, I'm not a master at love, but I know what God loves, right? And I haven't figured it all out. But I hope I've said something to make you think about love, what it represents. God is love. Like, it's nothing worse than getting your feelings hurt. And you skate around it and you don't have a conversation. And sister, let me say this. I'm praying for you that God give you the wisdom on what to say, because sometimes we don't know what to say. I'm praying for you like I pray for myself. Lord, what should I do in this situation? Because this don't feel good. It's not right. It's foreign. I know you don't like it. And if you're somebody like me, I can't even really flow in ministry knowing that I got a deep matter of my heart going on, right? I can't even really move forward passionately because I got the thing standing right in my face saying, girl, what you gonna do? Like, what? And then let me speak to those that deal with this situation in families. That's your family. You don't get to pick your family. You may not like your family. You may not even get along well with your family, but be civilized, right? Love. Love is intelligent. Love makes the right decisions. Love speaks. Love goes beyond to make sure it's okay. That's love. Love, I like that. Did y'all like that? Love is intelligent. Wait a minute, let me get the pen. Let me write that down. Love is Had to write that down. Somebody need to write that down too. Love is intelligent. Love makes intelligent decisions. Love doesn't seek to hurt. Love doesn't seek to hold grudges. Love doesn't seek to make somebody hurt just because pride is now a distraction. That pride, God don't like it. You can be stuck in something so long to bitterness turns into pride. Pride turns into haughtiness and unforgiveness. It brings all the ugly friends with it. It starts to look a little different. And I want to encourage you to deal with the thing. Deal with the thing, sis. Brothers, I know y'all be on here listening to our podcast. Brother, son, father, grandfather, nephew, deal with the thing. Especially men, you're a man. Humble yourself and deal with the thing. In marriages, deal with the thing. Love. Like me and my husband, we can have a heated argument, but I still love him. And I know he still loves me, right? Because love keeps no records. The word says S. It's plural. Records. Love keeps no records of wrong. So don't allow the thing to become a distraction. It's like the Lord is like, I want to give all this to you. I want to do all this for you. And he blesses us. And God is acquainted with the matters of our hearts because he created us. He knows us. He's looking and he's seeing. But at the same time, God is saying to us, but when are you going to do your part? When are you going to be a big girl? When are you going to be a big boy? Like, when are you going to allow yourself to release the thing that is standing in between your next blessing, your next increase, your favor? That heart, baby, that heart will rob you of a promising future. Because if you don't deal with the thing, it's going to come back up somewhere in your life, somewhere in a situation where God is saying, I told you a long time ago to deal with that. And I thank God for grace, because God will give you the grace to give people grace. Let me say it again. Let me get the pencil out. Let me write that down. God will give you the grace to give other people grace, in capitals, exclamation mark. Give your sister and your brother grace. We're not perfect, by the way. Let me say it louder for the people in the back. We are not perfect people. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to hurt people. We're going to say things that we don't have no business saying. But give them some grace. Give them a chance to do it over. Give them a chance to repent and apologize. Because love is the principal thing. Love suffers long. I'm going to tell y'all one more time. Love keep no record of wrong. But I get it. Sometimes it takes a minute, right? Sometimes it's a process for us to really have a conversation. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Let us have a conversation. Sisters, I'm going to end with that. That's it. That's all. Come now, let us reason together. I don't care who it is. The Lord is soon to come. Hey, did y'all know that? Woo! We've been saying that since I was a little girl. I'm 55 now. That's just how near he is. I'm praying for you. And please, pray for me. We all got some stuff. We all got some things and some distractions and some situations. But we're better when we allow God to deal with the matters of our hearts. Sister, I love you. Have an amazing month. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing good night's rest. And listen, sis, don't you dare stay in pieces. Get to a place of peace. P-E-A-C-E. The Lord loves us. And he's concerned about us. And I'm concerned about us because I'm trying to figure out, like for real, not for play. What's going on? Like, we've been dealing with stuff too long. How long are we going to stay mad? It's a trick of the enemy. He's our biggest distraction. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. That's not your mother. That's not your father. That's the enemy. He's behind it all. And he's getting a kick out of it. He laughs at us like, ha ha. Look at how I got them acting a fool. Look how I got them. But that hurt is something that we have to process. So I pray that God gives you peace while you're processing. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He helped me to release. He'll help you to release. Yes, he will. Until the next time we talk. Blessings upon blessings, favor upon favor, be your portion. I pray that he strengthen your heart to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We'll talk soon.
Hey, Shug. Hey, Shug.